A West African Folktale. Anansi and the Pot of Wisdom. A long time ago, there was a clever spider named Anansi. Anansi was very smart, but he was also a bit greedy. He wanted to be the smartest creature in the whole world. One day, Anansi had an idea. He decided to collect all the wisdom in the world and keep it for himself. Anansi made a big clay pot to put all the wisdom inside. He traveled from village to village, collecting wisdom from everyone he met. He asked people, "Do you have any wisdom to share?" The people gave him their knowledge, and he put it all in the pot. Soon, Anansi's pot was full of wisdom. He was very happy and thought, "Now I am the smartest of all. No one is as wise as I am." But then, Anansi became worried. He thought, "What if someone tries to steal my wisdom? I must hide the pot where no one can find it." Anansi decided to hide the pot in the tallest tree in the forest. He thought it was the perfect place because no one would look for it there. He tied a rope around the pot and hung it in front of his chest. Then he started to climb the tree. But as Anansi climbed, the pot of wisdom kept bumping into his legs. It was hard for him to climb the tree with the pot in front. Anansi tried again and again, but it was no use. The pot was too heavy and made it difficult for him to climb. Anansi's son, Kweku, was nearby. He saw his father struggling and said, "Father, why don't you put the pot on your back? It will be easier to climb the tree that way." Anansi felt embarrassed. He thought, "How can my own son be wiser than me? I have all the wisdom, but he gave me a better idea." Anansi realized that he did not have all the wisdom after all. There was still more to learn. Anansi moved the pot to his back and climbed the tree easily. When he reached the top, he felt very foolish. In his anger, he threw the pot down. The pot hit the ground and broke into many pieces. The wisdom inside flew everywhere. The wind blew the wisdom all over the world. It spread to the rivers, the mountains, the villages, and the towns. People everywhere got a little piece of wisdom. Anansi came down from the tree feeling sad. He looked at the broken pieces of the pot and said, "I tried to keep all the wisdom for myself, but now everyone has a piece of it." Kweku came to his father and said, "Father, it is good that the wisdom is shared. Now everyone can be a little wise. It is better than keeping it all for yourself." Anansi thought about this. He realized that Kweku was right. He smiled and said, "You are right, my son. It is better to share wisdom with others. When we share, we all become wiser together." The lesson of the story. From that day on, Anansi became known as the trickster, but also as a teacher. He taught people many lessons through his tricks and stories. This story teaches us that it is good to share knowledge and wisdom. If we try to keep everything for ourselves, we can lose it all. But when we share, everyone can benefit and learn.